I think, you know, if I could sort of step back and think not just about Oakland, but about cities across the country, I think we've got a bad news, good news situation here. And we'll start with the bad, which is just the threat that the COVID-19 pandemic presents to public transit and that therefore to equity. You know, our lowest income households are likely to be the most dependent on our public transit systems. And our public transit systems in the United States were already relatively hard to build your mobility around, and, you know, access to jobs, the time it took you to get places on public transit in the Bay Area, you know, often 4 or 5 times than taking an automobile. And so having in many ways that the will to invest in public transit was all as a result of kind of peak hour congestion because of its role that it played to provide regional mobility during peak hour congestion. And to the extent we keep a high rate of sort of professional workers telecommuting, I'm very concerned about the will to continue to invest in the public transit that our communities need and that for sustainability we need. So that's a potential lasting impact that we all have to keep front of mind as we sort of rebuild and come out of the pandemic. On the more positive side, I do think, you know, for many of us in this public space, street management world, we've been sort of trying for pedestrian-oriented commercial districts, retail businesses, downtowns, bids, trying to get them to understand that like one parking space in front of their business may be turning over 4 times a day with a 2-hour limit is not the best way to promote access to your business and might not be the most vital thing for you as a thriving business. But, you know, cities around the country, including Oakland, with the pandemic, you know, converted many of those spaces to parklets. There's a lot, you know, street closures for commercial and social and activity. It's been a lifeline for our small businesses and in many of our cities, including Oakland. And I think that creates a lot of momentum for, I think, continuing to serve our communities and our small businesses, the things that make each city in each commercial district unique that we love about cities. I think there's great opportunities to build off that with our policies as we come out. And then it's sort of related, you know, one of the seals that sort of Slow Streets broke was really sort of moving away from like a pure separation of like people who aren't in a motor vehicle always have to be on a sidewalk or scurrying across an intersection. Slow Streets did not fully close streets. It just prevented through traffic and said the recycling truck, the delivery truck, and the local access in motor vehicles still continues, but we'll invite children in scooters and people going for a walk and people, you know, cycling to work to be in that same space. And it's worked out quite well. And I think building on that experience is sort of an opportunity as well.